Good morning. Today we are starting our new topic on Parshas Chaye Sarah. It says in the Pasuk, Vayetze Yitzchak, Lasuach Basade Lifnos Arev, that Yitzchak Avinu went out into the field close to evening, at the time of evening. The Gemara tells us that Yitzchak is the one who instituted Tfilas Mincha, that we should daven Mincha, based on this pasuk that we see that Yitzhak went out to the field and he davened at the time of evening, before sunset, but that's when he davened Tfilas Mincha. So that's the source for Mincha, and indeed that is our topic for the week. What is the proper time to daven Mincha? How early can one daven? How late can one daven? What happens if you passed Shkia already? Can you still daven? Do you have to start your Shmona Esrei or finish your Shmona Esrei by Shkia if Shkia is the last time? Is it Shkia or is it in fact Tzeis HaKochavim? So we're going to go through all of these and much more this week, Amir Tzashem. So there's another Gemara in Brachos that tells us the importance of davening Mincha. The Gemara tells us, Lo'olam Yehi Adam Zahir Bitfilas Mincha. We always have to be careful about davening Mincha, to daven it and daven it in the proper time as well. And it says, Shaharei Eliyahu Hanavi, when he was competing with the hundreds of the Nevi'e HaBaal, the Nevi'im of the Avodah Zorah, and they each had their opportunity to bring a fire down from heaven, famous story, Eliyahu was answered at the time of Mincha. And the reason the Gemara tells us why Mincha is so important is because when it comes to Shachris, we know when to daven Shachris. It's simple. When we wake up in the morning, we know we have to daven Shachris. It's before all the burdens and distractions of the day begin. So it's easy. You wake up, you daven Shachris. Same basically with Maariv. It's at the end of the day. It's not at the beginning of the day, but it's at the end of the day. And the concept is, we know when to daven Maariv. When you come home from work, that's when you daven Maariv, and that's simple. That's after all the burdens of the day. We're open at the evening. However, when it comes to Mincha, which is in the middle of a busy day, that we're in the midst of everything that we're working on, we're in the midst of a lot of things going on, we're getting the emails and phone calls and all this, and we have to pay attention, and we have to remember it's time for Mincha, and we have to turn ourselves away from all of our busyness, and daven Mincha, says the Gemara, Scharo Meruba Meo, we get tremendous schar for that, because it's much more challenging than Shachris and Maariv. So when it comes to the word Mincha, what does Mincha mean? So we'll give two explanations here. Number one, the Ramban says it's based on the language Menuchas Hashem, it's the resting of the sun, or the starting to set of the sun. It's when the sun turns in the sky, when it goes all the way around, so past midday, and we'll see the exact time, is when the sun turns in the sky, so that's when we daven Mincha. It's not when the sun is on the way up, it's when the sun is on the way down. And another explanation is based on the Shita of the Rambam. The Rambam was of the view that davening once a day is a deoraisa, and in excess of that one time is a derabanan accordingly. When we daven Shachris in the morning, we have a fulfillment of the mitzvah midoraisa of tefillah. And accordingly, when we add more than that, and the very next davening, for example, is mincha, it's like a gift, a doron to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in addition, in excess of what was our obligation. Shachris, we fulfilled the obligation of davening once a day on a deoraisa level. So in excess of that is a doron, is a gift, is a mincha, is an offering to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That is why it is called mincha. So what we're going to do now is we're going to explain various fundamentals, four fundamental words or concepts when it comes to Zman Mincha, and Emir Tashem, we will continue on this next time. So the first one is Mincha Gedola. Mincha de Gedola is 6.5 hours into the day. And we'll use a simple example. If the day is from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., so Mincha Gedola on that day is going to be at 12:30. It's going to be 6.5 hours into the day, which is 12:30. A half an hour after noon is going to be the beginning, the start time of Mincha Gedola, and the reason for that is that's, Rashi explains, that's when the sun started to turn, goes past midpoint of the day, half point of it, what it's going through, and we can see it demonstrably. So it's a half an hour past Chatzos after midpoint of the day. That's Mincha Gedola, large Mincha, the longer Mincha, because it runs from 6.5 hours to the day. That's when it starts, and it runs from there to the end of Mincha. But we have Mincha Katana. Mincha Katana is from 9.5 hours into the day. So on our example, from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., 9.5 hours after that 6 a.m. time is 3:30 in the afternoon is going to be Mincha Katana, the smaller Mincha. It's a shorter amount of time that we can daven Mincha because it's only from 9.5 hours until 12. That's the second concept. The third concept is Plag HaMincha. Plag means half. Halfway through Mincha, but it's talking about halfway through Mincha Ketana. Halfway through Mincha Ketana and Mincha Ketana, 9.5 hours a day till 12. So halfway between that, that's a 2.5 hour time period. Divide that in two is 1.25 and 1.25. So that means Plag as a Mincha is 1.25 hours before the end of the day, which is 10.75 hours into the day. 1.25 hours before the end is 10.75 hours from the beginning of the day. Then the last concept that we need to discuss right now is Shaos Manios, which is halachic hours. These are not 60-minute hours. What it means is you divide up the day from the beginning till the end of the day into 12 equal parts. Now, it happens to be, if the day is from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., each of the hours is going to be 60 minutes, and they're going to be equal. So the 60-minute hour is going to be the same as the halachic hour. But in normal circumstances, the vast majority of the time, the day is going to start, for example, at 5, and it's going to end at 7, or the day is going to start at 6:30 or 7 or 7:30, and the sunset, or the end of the day, we won't say sunset yet, is going to be 4 in the afternoon or 5:30 in the afternoon, whatever it is. So we're going to have to divide up between the beginning and the end into 12 equal parts, and that is a Shaos Manios, that is a halachic hour. Now, there's an important machlokis in the poskim. What's the beginning of the day and what's the end of the day to divide it into 12 equal parts? Is it from Zrichas HaShemesh, which is from Nates, sunrise, until sunset, which is Shkia, and you divide that up into 12 equal parts? Or do we divide up from Alos HaShachar, which is way before sunrise? It's a machlokas, how they compute it. Is it 72 minutes? Is it based on the number of degrees that the sun is under the horizon? And we go from that earlier period all the way up till Tzeis HaKochavim. So it's a machlokas. What is the beginning of the day and the end of the day for our computation? And the last concept that we have for the day is, where does the 6.5 hours and 9.5 hours comes from? So that we'll just leverage the Sefer HaChinuch in talking about that we bring the Korban Tarmi Shal Shachar and Korban Tarmi Shal Ben Arbaim. We do bring two Korban Tamidim, a Tamid in the morning, a Tamid in the afternoon. When was the afternoon Tamid brought? So in theory, it could have been brought at 6.5 hours into the day, a half an hour after Chatzos Hayom. But truth be told, almost all the time they would bring it at 9.5 hours in the day, because that Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim had to be the last korban brought of the day. So in order to enable the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash to bring all the other korbanos that had to be brought for the Yechidim, for the individuals bringing korbanos, and for the Tzibur, so they almost always pushed the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim to 9.5 hours in the day. So 6.5 hours it could have been brought, 9.5 hours practically it was brought, and that will lead to our next question tomorrow, is, so what is the preferable time to daven Mincha? Is it Mincha Gedola at 6.5 hours a day? Because in theory, the Korban Mincha could be brought at that time. Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim could be brought at that time. Or is it preferable to daven at Mincha Katana from 9.5 hours into the day? Because Tachlis, bottom line, is that's when they used to bring the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Harbaim. So Mir Tzem, we will pick up on that question, very important question, tomorrow. Have a wonderful day.